Hey there, this is Dave Hompes, and we're on to part three of this three-part mini-class on parasites. Thanks for joining me, and welcome to part three of the special mini-class on parasites, where we're talking about how these little critters contribute to your symptoms and how you can quickly get rid, how you can rid yourself of them, should I say, once and for all. And without further ado, let's quickly review parts one and two. So parasites are not recognized by doctors unless they're causing obvious symptoms and they're considered to be a tropical problem as well. They can live in or on us, typically at the entry and exit points of the body. They can cause a whole bunch of symptoms both at the exact location they're hanging out and systemically all around the body as well. They cause leaky gut, if you remember from class number two. They cause toxicity. They steal your nutrients and cause nutrient deficiencies. They can lead to hormonal imbalances, and they can cause systemic inflammation around the body. And when you add all those different factors up, it's no surprise that these little bugs cause symptoms in all the different seven areas of health. So this is why my heartburn, IBS symptoms, my dandruff, my athlete's foot, my anxiety, my low libido and what have you melted away when I detected and eradicated H. pylori, blastocystis hominis, and aspergillus from my digestive system. And it's why my moods calmed down. And as I say, my energy lifted and my sex drive came back. It was pretty miraculous and really quite difficult to understand if you don't have a grasp of how the body is all linked together. Remember, we have bad bugs in the center, this kind of blanket term that encompasses parasites, bacteria, yeast and fungi, and viruses. Now, let's move quickly on to talking about how we detect and how we find parasites. And ultimately, how you go about detecting them depends where they're living. They can live in your digestive system, and they can live in different parts of your digestive system, in your genitourinary tract, on your skin, in your lungs, your blood, even in the cells themselves around your body and in your nervous system, your brain and what have you as well. You can even have them living in your heart. But the vast majority of our work revolves around helping people find bad bugs in the digestive system, in the genitourinary tract and on your skin. And so how exactly do we go about doing this? Well, chronic unexplained symptoms are your first clue that you may be harboring parasites. Given the fact, you know, you're here consuming this information, it's my hunch that you probably have some symptoms relating to the seven areas of health: digestion, reproduction, energy, aches and pains, mood, sleep, skin, hair and nails. You might also be experiencing some unexplained weight gain or weight loss as well that may be related to parasites. So the fact that you are here consuming this info gives me an inkling, gives me an intuitive thought that you're probably having some trouble with some of these symptoms. So the first thing I recommend you do is that you complete a parasite questionnaire. And beneath this video window, I've included a questionnaire for you actually to work through and complete if you wish to do so. It'll help you determine your likelihood of having parasites. It won't tell you and diagnose which ones, but it will give you an idea of how likely it is that you have them. And the questionnaire was actually designed by one of the world's leading parasitology experts, Dr. Omar Amin, PhD. Dr. Amin is actually one of the few parasitology PhDs on the planet right now, and he has a lot of experience in working with people who have these bad bugs. Now, if your questionnaire score indicates the likely presence of parasites, of course, the logical next step is to run some laboratory testing to check which parasites you're harboring. Why is this important? Why don't you just want to take a whole bunch of herbs or some drugs, antibiotics to knock out the bad bugs? Good question. Well, it's important to test because the specific steps that you'll need to take in order to remove different parasites will vary and differ greatly depending on which ones you have. And it's worth remembering that I have seen more than 40 different ones in my clients' stool tests over the years. Do you have H. pylori, for example? What about candida? Do you have salmonella? Do you have blastocystis like I did? Do you have giardia? Do you have worms? And literally, on the very day that I'm recording this presentation, I've had 3 client stool tests back. One of these clients had H. pylori, another one had H. pylori and candida, and another one had giardia and candida. So without doing the tests, we would not have known specifically what these guys were up against. Now, it's also really, really important to realize that you may have more than one parasite. As I've just said, the 3 guys that we had come back with their results today, 2 of those people had candida and H. pylori and giardia respectively, so they didn't just have one bad bug. I had 3, and it's common for us to work with clients who are hosting 2, 3, or even more different bad bugs in their systems. Now, believe it or not, our record for a single stool test is 7 different bad bugs in the same person. This person had H. pylori, E. coli, and another bacteria called Klebsiella. She had candida, she had hookworm, she had whipworm, and she had an unidentified parasite as well. That's 7 total. 3 bacteria in red, 1 fungal organism in blue, 2 worms in green, and 1 identified parasite in black. If you don't believe me, here is an excerpt from that very same test. You can see the H. pylori, the E. coli, yeast and fungi, Necator americanus, which is hookworm, taxonomy unavailable parasite, and Trichuris trichura, which is whipworm. She had all of them. The Klebsiella is represented on a different page, and I didn't want to put the other page in for you just to make this one nice and visible. So unless you run the appropriate tests, you have no way of knowing what you're up against, and no way of knowing what action steps specifically you as an individual will need to take in order to rejuvenate your well-being. And you might be wondering about how you'd access the right tests, especially when doctors are reluctant to run these tests, because remember, they don't acknowledge these organisms as causing problems on a chronic basis. When you're tired, when you're achy, when you're feeling low, when you're not sleeping well, when you've got skin problems and what have you. Well, you can access stool, urine, and other tests without actually having to leave the comfort of your own home. Say that again. You can access testing to detect these bad bugs without leaving the comfort of your own home. It's these kinds of tests that saved my bacon, helped me rejuvenate my health, inspired me to learn how to do the work and help other people, and subsequently have helped us serve our 2,000 clients so effectively over the last half decade or just over half a decade. Now, because we only have limited time in this specific class, and I want to talk to you about ways of removing the bad bugs and rejuvenating your vitality, I'm going to skip a detailed discussion on parasite testing. Instead, I'd really like to personally invite you to my special webinar that is devoted to parasite testing, where we chat about the details of how these tests work and exactly how they can benefit you. Just quickly though, here are the main home tests that you can access. A comprehensive stool test, which is the cornerstone of parasite detection in your digestive system. A urine test that can detect problems in your small intestine. Sometimes the stool test will miss these problems. If it does, the urine test can find them. A urine test that can also detect bad bugs in your urinary tract as well. So if you have painful urination, frequent urination, discharge, problems in that general area, this test can be really helpful. And then there's what we call a swab test that can identify bad bugs in your mouth, in your sinuses even, in your vaginal tract, and even on your skin. It's all available to you. Now, you can perform all these tests without leaving your home, and the results are actually returned very, very quickly. They don't replace some of the high-tech medical tests like CT scans and ultrasounds, which can help with other diagnoses. But they do look for things that your doctor won't know about, which is many of the bad bugs, because remember, they don't learn this stuff in med school, let alone seek to actually test you for and assess. For example, here's how the stool test quickly works. The testing kit's sent to your home. You complete the sample. You return it to the lab. Actually, you may need to leave your home to go to the post office. So I might have lied about not needing to leave the home, but you get the picture. Hopefully you're not going to hang me out to dry for that one. The lab assesses for a whole range of bad bugs, as well as actually sensitivity to antibiotics, which is really important because it means you're not going to use the antibiotics that aren't going to work. The lab also assesses for things like inflammation, immune function, and digestive capacity in your digestive system as well. And you receive your results in 7 to 10 working days, depending on your location. Very quick turnaround time. Some of the labs actually take sometimes 3 to 4 weeks. And we found that people don't like that. They really don't enjoy having to wait that long when they just want to get better. Now, once you know which parasites you have, it's time to set about removing them. Specific treatment protocols differ from bug to bug, which is why it's so important to get the appropriate testing done first. But before you even begin taking pharmaceuticals or herbs, for example, to kill parasites, there are some important things to learn that will make your treatment much more effective. And believe me when I say that learning about these aspects will save you a lot of time and money. Let's quickly begin by checking something called the vitality scale, the Homper's Method Vitality Scale, and explaining why the scale is so important when it comes to understanding why you have parasites in the first place and how to keep them away once you've actually zapped them and knocked them out. So the vitality scale is an arbitrary scale that I've invented to represent health or non-health, as it may be. At 10 and at number 9, you've got really good health. Even at number 8, you're probably feeling pretty good. There are not that many people walking around above 8. I consider myself around an 8 and a 9 at the moment. I still have nagging symptoms now and again. I'm working very hard, long hours, and I know what's causing them, those symptoms. It's just workload and it's stress that I'm choosing. You know, I'm not avoiding it. I'm quite happy to be a 9, some days an 8 rather than a 10, because I want to get things done. I want to get my work out there and help other people. By the time people drop down to a 7, they're going to start to get symptoms in the 7 areas of health. At a 6 and a 5, that's when you're going to have parasites, fungi, bacteria, what have you, taking over and starting to cause chronic problems. Below a 5 is when you start to get major chronic symptoms. These are the ones that the doctors are going to diagnose and get you on drugs for without question. You're at disease state at number 3, serious disease at number 2, and then at number 1 you die. So it's an arbitrary scale, and you slide up and down this scale through life. And it's really important to understand, you are never either healthy or ill. It's not black and white or white and black. You're on a sliding scale. It's grey. You can slide up and down the scale relatively quickly, but most people descend the scale very slowly. And it's important to understand why you descend the scale, because you don't tend to get parasites unless you're down at a 6 and a 5, maybe some people at a 7. Tens, nines, and eights don't have parasites. They take over when the vitality of the body decreases. Now, why does the vitality of the body decrease? It's because of accumulation of bad food, bad bugs, and bad toxins in the body, and a lack of good food, good bugs, and good nutrients in the body. This is the Homper's Method seesaw. When there's too much bad stuff and not enough good stuff in the body, the vitality level drops. Bad bugs tend to get in when the vitality is dropped, and it's usually nutrition, it's stress levels, it is lifestyle habits that drop the vitality gradually over time. Boom, 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 down we go. Exams, relationship stress, someone dies in the family, physical trauma like being knocked off a bike. These are the kinds of things that deplete the vitality of the body and allow the bad bugs to get in and get a foothold. Once they get in, you've got too much bad stuff, not enough good stuff in the body. This creates inflammation and oxidative stress that can affect any area of the body. As we saw in the diagram, heart, skin, kidney, joints, lungs, brain, immune system, blood vessels, and then the multi-organ diseases and eyes. The oxidative stress comes from poor diet, pollution, taking drugs, radiation, stress, injury and trauma, natural course of aging, and then, of course, infection. And the more inflammation, the more oxidative stress is in the body, the more it depletes your nutrients and you're stuck in a vicious cycle. Remember the Olympic rings. You have all these major systems in the body that when you look in the mirror, you're a composite of your hormone system, digestive system, detoxification system, and immune system. These go out of balance. As one system goes out of balance, all of them potentially fall out of balance as well because they're all joined together. So problems in the digestive system upset your hormones. They overload your detoxification system. Most of your immune system is in the gut. So if you have problems in the digestive system, your immune system is going to be affected. It's all inexorably linked together. So to completely heal from parasites might mean more than just removing the parasites, yeah? Makes sense. It's logical. If all of these things are acting together to decrease your vitality down the scale, bad foods, bad toxins, lack of good foods and nutrients and what have you, it makes sense that in order to get rid of parasites and keep them away, you're going to have to remove foods as well and toxins. You might have to replace some of the good stuff, nutrients, good bugs. You know, these are the good guys that live in the gut, for example. You're going to have to eat more good foods and get your vitality levels up. It's going to reduce inflammation and oxidative stress when you do that and give your body a chance to heal. And this will rebalance your Olympic rings, the body systems. And as a result, you'll climb the vitality scale and you'll melt away the symptoms in the seven areas of health. But it's more than just taking drugs and herbs to kill the bad bugs. What I found is that you have a much higher success rate when you reduce inflammation by doing the groundwork first. While you're waiting for the test results, get on the good eating regimen, get your lifestyle issues handled as best you can, and then deal with the parasites. The money that you spend on herbs, the money that you spend on medications will serve you much better when you do it that way round rather than just trying to zap the bad bugs. Of course, zapping the bad bugs now and again from time to time in some people works really well. But in the most part, if you want to really restore and rejuvenate your health, stay stress-free, stay anxiety and worry-free, and get really back on track and maintain that for a long period of time, the rest of your life, hopefully, it's about restoring the balance in the entire seesaw, getting back up the vitality scale. Now, this is how we do it, with specific reference to digestive and genitourinary parasites, because these are the ones we see most often. It's called the 5R program. And the 5Rs stand for remove, restore, reinoculate, repair, and retest. So we're assuming that we know which parasites you have. We're going to remove the bad food from your diet. We're going to remove bad toxins as best we can by limiting your exposure to those toxins. And then we're going to remove the bad bugs. With the gut, we're going to restore proper digestive function. We're going to reinoculate with good bugs. And we're going to repair your gut or urinary tract lining. And then once we've done that work, we want to retest to make sure the bad bugs have gone. So phase one, remove. The foods that I love my clients to avoid or minimize are gluten, cow's milk, soy, processed grains, processed sugar, vegetable oils, all vegetable oils, not just margarines, all vegetable oils, except coconut oil and olive oil. That reduces inflammation and it brings down some of the main allergic responses that people are having on a daily basis from eating these foods. To remove the bad bugs, by the way, with the bad foods, you can get to work on that straight away. That could make an enormous difference to your life within a week if you get rid of those foods in your diet. Bad bugs. Well, we can use specific foods. There are things like garlic, turmeric, for example, broccoli sprouts. Some of these foods can be really effective in knocking out bad bugs. We use herbs and spices. We use pharmaceuticals. I have to refer to doctors for that part of the work, of course, because I'm not able to use pharmaceuticals. And we use herbs. We have some phenomenal herbal protocols once we know what bad bugs people have to knock those bad bugs out. And they're generally side effect free, or certainly a lot lower in their side effects than the pharmaceuticals. What about bad toxins? Well, the first step to detoxification is just to minimize your exposure. Eat good quality organic food where you can, and reduce your use of personal care and cosmetic products, because if it's on your skin, folks, you're drinking it. If it's on your skin, it's getting into your body. And if you want to read out the ingredients list to some of your favorite makeup, personal care products, shower products, shaving products, and what have you, you'll be frightened by what's actually going into your body every day. You can't detoxify while you're putting the toxins in. What about restoring digestive function? These are simple tricks that you can add straight away into your lifestyle as well. Eat simple meals, just 4 or 5 different foods, plain. Don't have to taste awful and boring. You can spice them up a little bit, but eat simple meals. Eat in a relaxed state and mindfully whenever you can, because it switches on digestion when you do that. Eat at the same time approximately each day so that your body gets into a rhythm. Your body is a rhythmic machine. It works rhythmically and it loves it when you can get into a daily regimen and rhythm. Chew your food thoroughly. One of the most overlooked aspects of poor digestion is eating in a rushed state and not chewing food effectively. If you dump unchewed food into your stomach, you're placing stress on the entire system from top to bottom. Chew your food 20 to 30 times. Enjoy it. Don't eat in a rushed state. Whatever you don't digest becomes food for the bad bugs, so it's worth chewing more effectively. Once you've established those eating habits, it's great to use digestive enzyme supplements to support the breakdown of food. And it's also good to use betaine hydrochloride supplements, which can support stomach acid levels. But I recommend you do that under the guidance of a skilled practitioner, and we can help you with that. Reinoculate your good bugs. Listen, you may be surprised to realize that you are more bacteria than man or woman. There is 10 times more bacterial DNA in your body than there is human DNA. Bacterial cells outnumber human cells 10 to 1. Pretty staggering, huh? We are a superorganism comprised of human DNA and microbial DNA. The interactions between the bugs and our cells aren't properly understood yet, but the more we uncover, the more miraculous the relationship is. This is where good bugs can become bad. If you have imbalanced bugs in your digestive system, even the good ones can actually overgrow and cause problems. You can have lactobacillus overgrowth in your small intestine that causes the same challenges as parasites do. And it's really important to know what's going on there. But for those bugs to become unbalanced, you've got to be living your lifestyle outside what Mother Nature intended, which means eating crap foods, abusing your immune system with alcohol and drugs, staying out late, partying too much, under too much stress, physically exerting yourself and what have you. To restore balance in your good bugs, eat live cultured foods, really good quality yogurts, pickled and fermented vegetables. Consuming additional fiber actually gives you food for the good bugs. Probiotic and prebiotic supplements can be helpful, but they can also cause problems as well. Again, to take them, I recommend you work with somebody who knows how to introduce them properly, can introduce you to the best products, knows how to help you if things don't quite go to plan. And again, we can help you with that. 4, repair your tract linings, whether it's your digestive tract or your urogenitory tract. Use healing foods such as broths, bone broths, mineral broths, for example. There's a great book called Nourishing Broths that you might want to invest in by Sally Fallon. Then carrot salad with cider vinegar and coconut oil. You just grate or shred a carrot. You add in some cider vinegar and some coconut oil. You mix it all round, tiny little sprinkle of salt, and that helps to detoxify your gut and take stress away from the gut lining. Gelatin as a supplement. Glutamine, which is an amino acid, Zinc, vitamins B5 and B6 are great healing nutrients as well for the gut lining to help it regenerate. And then things like licorice root, slippery elm, turmeric, aloe vera and others are really useful for restoring mucus layers in the digestive system, soothing the gut, bringing down inflammation, and so on and so forth. And again, it's all very well me listing all these things, but to put them in a protocol is going to depend on what your lab results say. It depends what bugs you have, what damage is done, whether your stomach needs support, whether your intestine needs support, do your liver and gallbladder need support, does your pancreas need support. We need to know what's going on before we can be really specific with how to use these steps for you as an individual. Then once you've done all that work, hopefully your symptoms are gone, or at least vastly improved, and your vitality has escalated and you're right back up the vitality scale. Once you've done that, it's prudent to retest to check that you've done the job properly. You've successfully removed the bad bugs, you've brought the inflammation down, you've restored digestive function, and that everything is hunky-dory. Again, you can run a stool test. Sometimes you can just run the stool test for the appropriate markers that showed up as being out of balance in your initial test. Or you can use a urine test or a swab for the genitourinary tract, depending on which part of the body we're talking about. Now, once you've successfully zapped your parasites, it's very wise to maintain the healthy lifestyle you adopted during the 5R program. I've lost count of the number of people we hear from 6 months, 12 months later who ring us up or email us and say, "I'm so pleased with the work we did together. I felt so great. And then I let it slip. I went back to my own lifestyle. I started drinking alcohol again. I smoked more again. I ate a crap diet. I got stressed and all my problems have come back." If you adopt a healthy lifestyle, the same lifestyle that you've adopted during the healing program, the restorative and regenerative phase, you revitalize yourself. Don't let it slip by slipping backwards into your old habits. Maintain the good habits in your lifestyle and you'll have a healthy life for many years to come. Remember that parasites, when we go back to the vitality scale, can't thrive in a healthy body. If you're 8 and above, they're not going to be there. And if they are there, your immune system is keeping them in check and they're more likely to be what we call symbiotic and helping you in some way than they are to be parasitic. So the healthier you become, the less opportunity these little critters are going to have of getting back in and causing problems. Remember the vitality scale. It's enormously important. It's the most important principle I teach to my students, to my clients and patients. It is so, so important to remember that your job is to climb the vitality scale. The higher you are, the better you're going to feel, the less disease risk there is going to be. If you know you have fungal overgrowth, parasites, bacterial infections, you're already down at 5 or 6, period. That's where you are. And by removing those bad bugs, you're going to help yourself get back up the scale, but you want to stay there. You don't want to get back into the habits that descend you again. What results can you expect? Well, once you move through a step-by-step process of removing parasites from your body and then rejuvenating your body's own natural and healthy function, you can expect symptoms in the 7 areas of health to improve significantly. Better digestion, improved sex drive and associated symptoms, much higher energy levels, reduced chronic pain, better moods, including things like premenstrual syndrome, a better night's sleep, brighter skin and less pimples and spots and rashes on your skin, and then better quality hair and nails as well. Now, to me, having researched how the body works in great detail and having worked with more than 2,000 clients around the world and having taught so many people who then report they're getting the same results with their clients and patients, it's just perfectly logical that removing bad bugs can bring these results. It's just common sense. So I don't know how the medical system can't do this work for you. Anytime somebody comes to me with unexplained symptoms, I recommend we work as a team to uncover why those symptoms are occurring. And the first step in most cases is the removal of bad foods and a stool test to seek out parasites. These are just the logical, common sense steps to take. And if you don't take action to uncover which parasites are causing your symptoms, you may run into difficulty overcoming those symptoms. Because if the parasites are one of the real reasons why the symptoms are there, until they're gone, you can't expect to feel better. Remember that every symptom has a cause. To get well, it's prudent to do some digging and determine why your symptoms have developed in the first place. You can paper over the cracks with medical drugs or supplements or herbs, but there isn't a medical drug on the planet that can remove the cause of the symptom. Or is there? Well, actually there is, because antibiotics that were developed in the 1800s remove one of the causes of symptoms, and that's bad bugs, it's parasites, it's bacteria, etc. Now that's something to think about, because it acknowledges the fact that bad bugs cause a lot of problems. And we know that chronic infections, parasites, whatever you want to call them, are at the root of many of the symptoms that millions of people are walking around with today, that the medical system is saying, go home and live with it. There's nothing we can do. Take these painkillers. Take these heartburn drugs. Take these antidepressants. There's nothing we can do. And yet the bad bugs, once you remove them, bingo, seven symptoms magically improve. Now, I'm not saying that parasites cause every problem in every person, because the foods, the nutrient deficiencies, the toxins, and all these other factors that we've discussed can also contribute without parasites being present. But in nearly every case I've worked with, and that's 2,000 or more, parasites have been part of the problem, and it's a logical first step to look at them. Now, you've come this far, and I'd really like to commend you if you followed me to this point, because it's a significant time investment, and it tells me that you're serious about understanding your body, your well-being, and how to beat your symptoms and rejuvenate your health. I won't beat about the bush. If you have unexplained symptoms right now, ongoing chronic symptoms that you're not really understanding, you don't know why they're there, I would absolutely love to help you, and so would every single member of my team. This is what we love doing. It's what we get a buzz out of. It's why we wake up in the morning. Helping people overcome the same challenges as we did is what we love to do, and we can't get enough of it. I'd like you to take in, if you like, I'd like to give you a personal invitation to a very specific webinar that's all about parasite testing. It's going to teach you the ins and outs of the tests we use and that we've used several thousand times over the last 7 years or so. And I will show you the precise step-by-step process of how you can do the tests in the comfort of your home if you want more detail on those tests. To attend the webinar, simply click the button beneath this video window. You can watch the webinar on your computer, or you can download the MP3 to your audio player, whether it's an iPod or an iPhone or whatever it might be. Alternatively, based on the information I've shared already, you may have decided, you know, Dave, just give me the test. You know, I want the test. I want to find out what's going on. And that's fine. If you'd like to run a comprehensive stool test to check for digestive parasites, we can also offer that option, of course, for you as well. And it doesn't matter whether you're in Australia, whether you're in Canada, whether you're in the States, whether you're in Europe, whether you're in the UK, we can help you with that. You'll still love the testing webinar, by the way, and I still think it's well worth you taking that webinar in, but you can really accelerate your progress by clicking on the link that takes you directly to a page where you can order a test right now. It has a summary of the testing benefits, a summary of the process, and you'll also see that link beneath the video window. Those two links are clearly labeled, one for the webinar and one for the test. Okay, let's summarize. I've really enjoyed delivering this mini class, by the way. It's something that I love doing. It's one of the areas that I love teaching about most. It's one of the areas that I love helping people with, and I hope you've got a heck of a lot out of it. And as far-fetched as it may seem to you and your doctor, parasites can and do cause common health challenges in many areas of your body. There's just no doubt about it. The only way you know which ones you have so you can successfully eradicate them is to get tested. H. pylori has a totally different treatment protocol to Candida. Candida has a totally different treatment protocol to Giardia, for example. Once you know what you're up against, you can implement the 5R health rejuvenation plan to eradicate your parasites, as I've shown you in this presentation, and restore your health and vitality. Okay. Well, it's been a blast. It's gone so quickly. Thanks so much for taking the time to consume the 3-part mini class. Been my pleasure, as I say, to deliver it. And remember, if you'd like more information on parasite testing, click the first link beneath this window and listen to the specific webinar training. It's there for you to take in if you've got any confusions or any questions, any queries that you need to clarify in your own mind about the testing. If you'd like to run a test because you just need to get rid of your symptoms ASAP, then click the second link, the one underneath the first link. Okay, my name is Dave Hompez. I've really enjoyed delivering this training for you. I hope you found it useful. I hope you're also enjoying What Your Doctor May Not Tell You About Parasites, the book. And it's my hope that we can serve you in one way or another. You know, I just love doing this work, as you can tell by how excited I get on the presentations, muddle my words up and what have you. And so just remains for me to say, you know, thanks a million. I look forward to talking to you again soon. If we can help you in any way, we can. And God bless you for coming this far and taking in the information. I really respect you for it. Cheers.